This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're here with us on The Morning Run with Lin Mark, Sharat Abdullah and Wong Xiaoning. Now, Home Minister Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin has assured that a government proposal to decriminalise street protests will not affect national security.
Yeah, this comes on the back of the news that the government is looking to amend the 2012 Peaceful Assembly Act, which currently does not allow for street protests. Now, the amendment of the bill, which has been tabled in Parliament, also looks into reducing the mandatory notice period to authorities from 7 days from the 10 days currently.
Yeah, our Home Minister was responding to concerns that removing street protests as a criminal offence would actually pave the way for more unrest like what we have seen recently in Hong Kong.
So for more on this, we spoke earlier with Lim Wei Jiat, Secretary General of the National Human Rights Society, or HACAM. Now, Wei Jiat has highlighted that some of the clauses of the Peaceful Assembly Act were out of step with the government's move to lower the voting age to 18. So we asked him what he would propose instead.
Now, let me reiterate the position that I am taking and the position that HACAM is taking, and which is that the government should consider abolishing Section 4, Clause 2, Clause D of the Peaceful Assembly Act, which makes it a criminal offence for people under 21 years old to organise an assembly. Now, this is entirely inconsistent with the government's recent attempts to lower the voting age to 18 and the government's signal to empower youths to make important, mature decisions. Now, the ideal proposal is to remove any age barriers whatsoever for organising an assembly. Now, if you think about it, if a university's environment club wants to organise a rally on climate change, or the Boy Scouts of Malaysia want to organise an assembly to show support for persons with disabilities, why should these 19, 20 and 21 years old be prevented from doing so, you know, from participating in these noble causes? Now, the default position that the government should take is to allow everyone, regardless of age group, to participate or to organise any assembly whatsoever. The police and the state's role is to help to facilitate, not ban or restrict, but to facilitate such assembly and to prevent any physical altercation. That's all. Because we must always remember that the right to assembly is a fundamental right under the federal constitution. And any laws on restricting the right to assembly should really not be in that tangent, and any laws should facilitate this fundamental right, not restrict it.
And we also asked how he would respond to supporters of the law who say that allowing children to attend protests endangers them.
Well, by that logic, then we shouldn't let old people with osteoporosis or cardiovascular diseases to participate in an assembly because they might presumably break their bones easily or have a heart attack easily in these assemblies. Or we shouldn't let people with disabilities to participate in assemblies because they are more physically vulnerable. So the logic doesn't fly there. The thing is this, children are accorded the same fundamental right of assembly in the federal constitution just like any adults. And if you look at the Convention of the Rights for the Children, which Malaysia ratified in 1995, the children's right to freedom of assembly is expressly recognised. So even by international standards, children have a right to assemble, and this right must be respected. Now, if you think about it, the Girl Guides of Malaysia have assembled in Parliament in recent months to oppose child marriages. In America, high school students are organising the March of Our Lives in light of the recent school shootings. Look at Greta Thunberg, the recent Nobel Peace Prize nominee, a child who is organizing marches together with school children to protest against the lack of government effort to combat climate change. Now, the thing is, there are so many issues in this world which children care and are passionate about, much more so than adults even, because children will inherit the problems that adults leave behind this world one day. And it's condescending to say, oh, you children don't know better, you're easily influenced, you will get hurt. Is this problem of child safety can be easily solved by better parental supervision and coordination with the police, not a blanket ban against children from participating in any assembly whatsoever. So don't kill a mosquito with a sledgehammer. Our approach and the state's approach to freedom of assembly should be liberal and permissive and not restrictive, even for children.
Finally, we asked Wei Jiat for his thoughts on the decreased notice period to the authorities for assemblies from 10 days to 7.
I think what many civil societies are advocating is not abolishing the notice requirement altogether, but what we are really up against is making the failure to notify the authorities a criminal offence, which could result in a 10,000 ringgit penalty, you know, if you fail to notify. And together with the fact that there is no exception under the Act for this notification requirement, for instances where prior notification of 7 to 10 days is just not practicable. So, for example, if the Israeli military launches airstrikes against Palestinians in Gaza, some people in Malaysia would want to organize assembly the very next day. And this 7 to 10 days notification requirement would make it an offense to do so, because you fail to notify the police and you have to pay a 10,000 ringgit fine. Now, how is that fair, and how does that facilitate the right to assemble? Yes, we welcome police supervision. Police should facilitate the right to assembly. But what we are saying is that don't make it an offense for failure to notify, and give certain leeways as provided under international standards for instances where the notification requirement of several days beforehand is not reasonable.
And that was Lim Wei Jiat, Secretary General of the National Human Rights Society, or HACA. And I do think the children's right to protest is something that we've discussed here on The Morning Run as well. And it is something of a long-running issue, because right now, under the Peaceful Assembly Act, it is illegal for children to attend protests. And it can actually result in punishments against the parents if parents are found to be bringing children to protests at this point in time.
But it's not just children, right? It's actually anyone 21 and below, right? Mm-hmm. They're not supposed to participate in any of these demonstrations. Which, yeah, it has to be relooked, because if you're going to lower the voting age, everything has to be synchronized, because then it doesn't make sense that you can't protest, but yet you can vote.
Actually, yeah. I was admittedly a little bit surprised that under the PAA it is 21 and below, because in this country, 18 has always been the age of majority. You know, at 18 you can get a job, you can get married, but you cannot attend assemblies. And so that was a bit of a question mark for me. Admittedly, yes, you could argue at the time that if you are only when you are allowed the right to vote, then, you know, with voting comes political expression, and therefore you can see why the Peaceful Assembly Act would have been placed at 21. But now if the government is talking about lowering that voting age to 18 and giving 18-year-olds and above the right to participate in forming a government, then I definitely agree that they should be allowed the right to protest as well.
Yeah, I guess so. The bottom line is that right now our new government is focusing a lot on, introducing a lot of laws, amending a lot of laws. And sometimes when we do this, it does have a spillover effect on other laws. And I guess it's very important to, look into, not when we look about Peaceful Assembly Act, there are other acts that needs to be considered. So when voting, and there's a lot of correlation with all these acts. So I guess just more vigilant, I think more awareness and all this. Just makes it more sound, because it's a big thing, isn't it? Especially there are some merit with regards to concerns, with regards to safety, but police are there. To facilitate, they can, but they need to be aware and it needs to be tightened up.
I think the other issue is in terms of the notice period going from 10 days to 7 days. Now, is that still reasonable? That's a question, I guess, that we'll have to go through some debate to. Is 7 days too long?
As well as the role of the police, because are they there to facilitate and to maintain safety, or are they there to restrict assemblies and perhaps curtailing a freedom of speech as well? BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.